This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind?
Well, if you ask me where I come.
Brought to you this hour by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the folks that have been around for not just 100 years. No, do the math. Over 100 years, since 1908. They've been providing everything from the mechanical contractor services to quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, indoor air quality. They do that better than anybody, and they do it all across the region. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. One of our fine sponsors, H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more online at hatandsons.com. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here for our regular chat. And one of the things we were talking about earlier is this game of chicken related to the debt ceiling and lowering spending and the political costs. Kelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Got back to D.C., got to spend, you know, about 5 days in Bismarck, got to see my son play basketball 3 times, so you haven't lived until you've watched 7th grade basketball, but that's from an ex-wrestler, and they do good. He almost falled out twice, so I was proud of him.
Ah, that's the benchmark, right? You got to get out there and get aggressive, yeah. Throw an elbow or two.
So I missed his first game, and he texted me, and he's like, I had 2 steals, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, I think a couple points, and I almost falled out. So I thought that was great.
I love it. So am I hearing correctly that House Republicans will negotiate with the White House on the debt ceiling deal?
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, I'm hopeful that happens. I always use the simplest analogy because I was not nearly as responsible then as I am now. When I was in college, I had a credit card from my parents for emergencies, and if I would have maxed it out, my dad would have helped me out because he's a good dad, but he wouldn't have just paid it and not said anything. We have to get to figure out a way to do this, and we have to do it well, and that starts with both sides in divided government negotiating in good faith.
And, you know, if we talked to our listeners, we did a little earlier today on the program and just said, what do you want? You know, what should be the negotiating position here? And most people just say, I mean, no deal unless we are literally paying out less than in other words, just stop the bleeding. It's got to stop. And we don't, just like everybody does at home when they say, all right, here's how much I have in, here's the expenses. I'm not putting any more out than I have in the bucket. Now, obviously, that's a game of chicken in this because if there ends up being a government shutdown, there's the whole political cost and what do you want? What would be an ideal deal, a realistic deal?
So I take a little. I mean, there are very different ways in which you can hardline on this, and I always like to remind people because people in politics are accused of being a hypocrite a lot. But with the exception of some early COVID funding, I didn't vote for any of President Trump's spending bills either because I actually think the $31.5 trillion in debt is the biggest threat we face. And I do think there are hard lines we need to be able to draw when we're doing our 12 appropriations bills, and more importantly, hard lines to make sure the Senate actually does their budgeting bills. This one, I'm a little more, maybe it's the ex defense attorney, negotiate the best deal you can in the circumstance. I want real significant curbing to spending, and I want everybody to agree it in good faith and have something that actually has some teeth in it. And the reason I say I don't have any hard lines or draw lines is because I don't even know whether we're negotiating in good faith. That's a hard line for me. There has to be a negotiation in good faith. And then my answer is we're in divided government. We should take the best deal we can get as long as it significantly gives us an opportunity to start curving this thing in the other direction. Because the reality is if we default on our, we've seen this before. And then on our side, I want to know what the end game to get out of it is. Because the last time we played this game at Chicken Scott, 18 days later, we, Republicans, and this was 2011, I believe. I mean, 18 days later, when 401ks crashed and the market crashed and the economy crashed, you can about imagine what happens and the amount of pressure, particularly, a big portion of our conference feels. And when it happened the last time, we held the line for exactly 18 days and then caved.
And then lost everything in the way of political advantage.
Got crushed politically and got essentially the same deal they could have taken without having the debt ceiling go up. Now, that was 11 years ago, and the world has changed, but all of those same economic factors still come into play, and we have to recognize, whether we agree with it or not, I mean, nobody in North Dakota supported the last omnibus package, but this is really, I mean, the full faith and credit of the United States is an important part of our status in the world. China's already talking to Saudi Arabia about trading oil in non-dollar currency. That's a big reason why the debt's important, but it's also a big reason why our credit rating and our stature in the world is important. If those types of things start happening, things like this can snowball really, really quickly. So I think it needs to be significant. It needs to be real. It can't be messaging only. There are Senate Democrats, I think. They have a pretty tough map coming in 2 years that are going to be willing to negotiate on this because, to be quite frank, there are some of them, at least on that side of the Capitol, that think like we do, that we have to figure out a way out of this $31.5 trillion boondoggle that we're in.
What is the political risk?
Well, the political risk is the market drops it hasn't been a great couple of years for the market, and everybody who has a 401k. By the way, this isn't just a political risk. This is a real world consequence to what happens. I'm not interested in turning everybody's 401k into 201k. I mean, there's real short term pain, which is and by short term, I mean real life. It's not just politics. And that's one of the things that frustrates me out here when we talk about these things, because I agree and I understand, but you get out here and you're here for 2 weeks straight and you think everything is in this political arena. And it might be for you, it might be for your office, but for people that rely on these things to sustain their lifestyle, particularly with inflation, there's more than just a political risk to people. And so you have to take it seriously.
By the way, Biden already turned 401ks into 201ks.
No, 100%. And then you put on inflation on the other side of it, which is absolutely the most regressive tax. We have people all across the state of North Dakota that are stretched really thin. And, I mean, making a decision for the long-term solvency of the United States is something I take very seriously, but I'm not doing it only for political gamesmanship.
What is the timeline? I've heard this week is important. What's significant this week in the debt debate?
Well, I think we have to start. We have to start. There has to be negotiation in good faith. So, obviously, and I just talked about how the real world consequences, and I was going to say the game that's played. It's not the game. So the debt limit's reached. Secretary Yellen sends the letter. And then the real date is anywhere as close as June 5th or as late into late July. That number is based on amount of money the federal government takes in and a lot of money and the amount of money the federal government pays out. Now, unfortunately, because of the omnibus bill and all of those other things, we are going to be deploying a lot of money we don't have to states, to DOTs, to all of those different issues. So we don't know what the real date is because that date moves based on money coming in and money going out.
Questions for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Welcome. You can text us 701-237-1590 or call 271-1100, 701-271-1100. The Biden document scandal continues to thicken over and over and over again. What's your take on this?
My first take is I'm trying to figure out how it started. I'm really interested in how this came to light. I'm really interested in the complete different way in which this administration is treated, the cavalier attitude of their press secretary when she answers questions about it, and then how it happened. I mean, we all say we're cooperating fully. Well, I can tell you there's two different ways you cooperate. You volunteer that you did something wrong, which I don't think happened, and very rarely does, or you got caught and then you're cooperating. And so I think you start there, figure some of those things out. I got put back on oversight, which I'm really excited about. I will stay on energy and commerce. And the real issue is going to be what kind of conflict we have with the DOJ that's investigating at the same time. But I think there's things we can do with this that are even outside of the DOJ investigation that I think will potentially be really eye-opening for the American people.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Do you have any theories that you're hearing or you agree with that this is about trying to sabotage Biden to get him not to run?
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't. You've been through all of those, right? This is the only incumbent in modern lifetime who's not going to run for re-election. When President Trump was the nominee, we all talked about a contested convention. Just recently, we talked about somebody not being the Speaker of the House or not being a member of Congress being the Speaker of the House. Whenever things like this pop up in these scenarios, the political gadflies who have to write all day put out the most different thing and do it. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of people that don't want President Biden to
hold that thought, Kelly. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tell me you didn't play this a lot and turn it up like you can't believe, huh?
Think about this song is 40 years old. And, you know, it really shone about how bright America was and why people wanted to come here.
True.
And it still is true. But now there's no gate. Gate's wide open. Come on in.
It's out of home. What was the movie again that was so good this was in? Can't remember it.
I don't think of it.
A great movie with Neil Diamond himself starring in it.
Yep.
PetroServe USA brings you today's program. Salisbury steak and hardware today for lunch. Should make you hungry. Meatloaf for a sweet and sour chicken. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Scalloped potatoes and ham. 12th Avenue and I-29 exit. Swedish meatballs, both at the NP Avenue PetroServe USA, downtown Fargo, and in Glendon, and Taco Mac on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. 21 past the hour.
A jazz singer.
There you go. That's a good movie.
Yes.
Solid movie.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We continue with Congressman Kelly Armstrong here, Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc, the money man at the bottom of the hour. Lots of ground to cover with him as well. When is the... first of all, here's a comment for you related to the previous conversation. Why do the Republicans always have to cave, Kelly? They caved to bad omnibus bills. Republicans are always blamed for holding out and taking the blame for bad deals. Why don't Republicans start standing up to the Democrats and blaming them as being holdouts? Start being in charge and make the Democrats start negotiating with Republicans. Republicans have to get a stronger backbone.
But, I mean, the reality is every member of Congress is represented by 750,000 people, and when you go into these things and people can't get through airplanes, I don't know why we're working on. I'm hopeful we pass a CR. We passed a rules package that won't let the House get, hopefully, and I think it won't, let the House get rolled by the Senate again on another omnibus bill. I mean, we didn't participate in that. That happened outside of the scope of Republicans in the House, which is should never happen again. The shutdown conversation is a story as old as time. It's very difficult when you walk into a shutdown and everybody feels the absolute pinch from everything from TSA to all of those different issues. You know, when I first came into Congress, we walked into the longest shutdown in history. And the reason it was the longest shutdown in history is because the military was already funded. The real pressure point usually in shutdowns is when our overseas soldiers and who are forward deployed in harm's way stop getting paychecks. And those are the real things that happen. I'm not interested in getting rolled. I'm interested in negotiating the best deal we can get. Because we still have to get it through a Democratic Senate and a White House. Otherwise, we don't have it. And that's just the reality of divided government. And that has to happen. So otherwise, we just sit there, and I can guarantee you this, the United States government is not going to be shut down until the next presidential election.
It's clear from our listeners and the text and others that they want everything investigated, right? They want investigations, oversight now. Walk us through how many different investigations there will be, topics there'll be, the committees that'll handle that. How will you do this?
There will be, there's oversight committees on just about every subcommittee in Congress, like on energy and commerce. Hopefully I will get on the oversight subcommittee so we can start on things like HHS and why they were asking if people were going to church during quarantine and actually asking for data to prove that. Some of the different issues, you know, Anthony Fauci went on TV and said, who cares about civil liberties in a time like this? How were they implementing those types of things? It's bad enough when the DOJ does it. It's really bad when a bunch of doctors that have no concept of what the actual Fourth Amendment to the Constitution means start, just initiating policy. Then you obviously have the Oversight Committee, which I have put back on, and that will do a ton of the high-profile stuff, but also will do lower profile. Like, we still need to figure out why we're the greatest country in the history of the world, and people still can't find baby formula. This is an FDA regulatory disaster and complete and utter failure. And it really matters if you're a mom at home and your newborn only takes one particular kind of formula. I mean, this is a serious, serious issue. It's still a problem. It's never been solved. The fact that it's not on the front page anymore doesn't matter. Then you obviously have judiciary. Jim Jordan has the gavel. They have set up this church-style weapon committee about how the federal government is weaponizing against U.S. citizens. I think most of your listeners agree that that is actually going on, collusion with big tech, all of that. And that's actually going to be a select subcommittee in judiciary under the Civil Rights Subcommittee. We already have a Civil Rights Subcommittee chaired by Mike Johnson. I just want to give a shout-out to two guys that most people know Jim Jordan. Fewer people know who Mike Johnson is. He's a constitutional lawyer from Louisiana, And I started on Judiciary with both of those guys. And I just want to tell you, there have not been two more dogged critics and investigators of the FBI and DOJ than Mike Johnson and Jim Jordan. And they have been on it since I first got in Congress in 2018. They have sent numerous letters. They've sent numerous document preservation requests. They have whistleblowers. They have never, ever, ever left this investigation for the shiny object in the corner. And now they have gavels and they have subpoena power. And I'm really looking forward. And they will both be on the weaponization committee. And I'm really looking forward to them because they're thoughtful, they're smart, and they're aggressive. And that's the only way you can conduct real oversight against a bunch of people who, outside of anything else, are really smart lawyers.
Craig, with a question for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, Congressman, do you have any insight as to how many of the 4 or 6 million illegals crossing the border may end up in North Dakota as they're being resettled by Biden?
The real issue is, Craig, is not the resettlement. Most of the time when the administration resettles, they do it in places, and obviously some of this, I mean, what we know about, and that will be a huge part. We're doing an oversight hearing on the border. That's the first hearing we're doing on February 6th. But the real concern, Craig, is no, we don't, because a vast majority of the people who are caught and released at the border aren't resettled. They're just let go. And once they're let go, they're in the interior of the United States, and they can go anywhere in the country. Anywhere in the country. And the vast way, I mean, we talk a lot about the resettlement, and I think it's because it's structured and you can track it. We don't have a ton of that in North Dakota, or any to my knowledge. But the real answer is the vast majority of these people crossing the border are, I mean, I just call it catch and release. I don't know a better way to say it. So once they get their paperwork, they just let them go, and then they can go anywhere.
Anything else, Craig? Got his answer. Okay. Sounds good. Another text here. Kelly, when are people going to start paying for their crimes against America? We, everyday hardworking Americans, are fed up with Washington lining its pockets with our sweat. Congress does not make sacrifices the American people do. President Trump understands this.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's so important, right? And that's why the DOJ investigation is so important, because if you want people to actually, like, I mean, I think, like, listen, we just saw the guy from the FBI get indicted. The guy who was in charge of collusion just got indicted for colluding with Russia. But it took the DOJ over a year to charge the fall guy, which was Kleinsmith, who they knew doctored a notarized affidavit. That's a crime. And so if DOJ has been politicized, you have very little confidence in the fact that people will actually get prosecuted for the crimes, because that's one of the things I think probably one of the smaller public mistruths is Congress can't prosecute anybody, and we don't want them to. What we can do is shine a big, bright light onto the misdeeds going on.
And we're looking forward to a lot of it with this Congress, no doubt about it. That was a fast half hour. Thanks for the update. Kelly, talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Scott.
North Dakota's lone Congressman, Representative Kelly Armstrong, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Ryan Kronk next.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to FinalBattle611.com. FinalBattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
USA News Update. For the second time in 3 days, a senior citizen is being accused of a mass shooting in California. Christina Corpus is a sheriff in San Mateo County.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
At least 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California on Monday, a coastal city about 30 minutes drive south of San Francisco.
The suspect, identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
Four members of the Oath Keepers were found guilty on Monday of seditious conspiracy for being on the Capitol grounds January 6. Seditious conspiracy is a Civil War-era law that prohibits plotting to overthrow or destroy the government. Some are expected to appeal the Washington, D.C. verdict. Lance Fry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I think I have about every product that MyPillow sells, pretty much, and love them all, from the pillow to the mattress topper to the well, the robe is great. I actually thought towels just, you know, never dried you off. I just thought that's what towels were, because, you know, most of the ones in the department stores, the big box stores, they're all like, you know, kind of fancy schmancy towels, but they don't actually dry you off, and these dry you off. They're fantastic, so... Whatever you're looking for, don't look to the big box stores. Look to Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com also has coffee now and a great platform for entrepreneurs at MyStore.com. MyStore.com. Check those all out. And when you do, use the promo code SCOTT to get a better deal or call 800-506-9028. Well, we always enjoy our monthly Money Talk segments, and Brian Kroc, managing partner from Collins & Kroc, senior portfolio manager that manages the money locally. They actually do that, you know, at Collins & Kroc. They don't send it off to New York or just buy and hold all the way down. Certified financial planner. Very, very, I'd call it a secret weapon, as someone that's blessed to have our nest egg managed by the good folks at Collins and Kroc. When they manage it right there themselves, very major difference. Major, right, Brian? I mean, that's a big deal.
That's a big differentiator. In fact, that started years ago when we got very frustrated seeing, you know, money go off to some of these big fancy money managers. They would buy a bunch of stuff and then not do anything with it, which in a market like this, that is just devastating. So, yes, thanks for having me here, Scott. Great to be here, and what an exciting time to be in the markets.
So let's talk about the market. Where does Collins and Kroc think we're at right now? What is the thinking? We back in an uptrend here, or what's going on?
Well, that's a good question, because we've had, you know, something like 7 up days on the Nasdaq in a row, and so a lot of people are getting excited, saying, "Hey, this is, you know, back to the races. We're going to start making money again." And we certainly are. When you look at your most recent statements, they're probably up in value. And so, yeah, I think we're in a short-term uptrend. So things are rising, they're going back up. I think we're in a short-term uptrend. In that longer-term bear market, where I think we're stuck in a trading range, and we've got a little bit further to go to the upside, but we're going to hit that ceiling probably, and I would not be surprised if we're turned back down from there, because that's the nature of a bear market. That's the nature of a trading range.
What is the strength? What are you zeroing in on? What are you buying at Collins and Kroc?
Well, and that's really the key. So we're always looking at, where do we see strength in this market? Where are the opportunities? So in a short term, you know, uptrend like we're in right now, we're going to say, okay, where are some things we can quickly do some trading on? So some shorter term trades, some things like that we can quickly, you know, get into or get back out. You know, the microchip stocks or the semiconductors, as people call them, you know, those have perked up real nicely here recently. But another area that might be part of a little bit longer term trend, especially if we see, you know, this bear market continue here in the U.S., is international. So international hasn't done anything since about 2010 or 2011. It's been a laggard against our market and so forth. And in the last, I'd say month or two, we're finally starting to see those international markets perk up. Some of them are the weird outlier markets, like Poland, for example. And we don't just necessarily go in and invest in individual stocks in Poland, but we might buy a country-specific ETF. But just in general, the overall European developed markets are doing better. And then, as you know from our last conversation, the dollar has really weakened. And when that happens, emerging markets have done better. And so we've been entering into both of those spaces.
And this goes back to what we talked about at the beginning here and the value of managing the money, because when those strengths pop up, they don't last forever, right? You got to get in and maybe get back out. You got to be able to be nimble on your feet.
Well, you're exactly right, especially in this market. I mean, you're seeing that there's landmines all over the place. You know, and yesterday one of our stocks blew up. It was down 30%. And that's why we stay, you know, well diversified. We stay and make sure that our position sizes aren't detrimental to the portfolio. But basically we had a 30% gain and we gave all of that up in a day. And that's not just alone one stock thing. You can look around in this market and you see that happening, you know, all over the places where a stock that's finally doing well against this market will all of a sudden just get the rug pulled out from under it. And so that's why we want to maintain and be diversified, but it's especially why we want to harvest our gains quickly. So when we get a 20 or 25% gain in this kind of a market, we're taking that money off the table and then we're putting it into something else where we can do the exact same thing, because we're in a market environment where things are shorter term right now. And if we don't take our profits, somebody else is going to. This is not the kind of market environment where you want to blindly buy and hold. And yet that's most of what Wall Street touts.
Brian Kronk is with us, managing partner from Collins & Kronk. He's the senior portfolio manager there. If you do have a question or comment, we always, for all of our guests, welcome your input. You can text us at 701-237-1590, or you can call us at 701-271-1100. Are we beyond the new year now, as we edge towards February here? Or does the new year affect the market? Where are we at there?
Well, it's interesting. So I always, going into the new year, I cringe a little bit because things get strange, Scott. You know, we look at just trading that doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense fundamentally, because you'll see, you know, portfolio managers selling good stocks. You'll say, why are they selling these? Well, sometimes they're trying to lock in profits before the end of the year, or they want to take tax losses, for example, on some things. The same thing is happening now in this month of January, so it's just in reverse. So a lot of loser stocks are getting bids on the bottom, and you're seeing buyers come back in, and it's tempting to say, oh, wow, are we going to see a big rally in these stocks? Probably not. Usually what's going on there is we saw big portfolio managers who harvested a tax loss before the end of the year, and now 30 days later, they're buying back that same stock. It's something that they want to be in long term, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that. They're planning on holding that, but they took that tax loss, and now they need to get back into it. So you're seeing that kind of bottom fishing going on, where I don't think those are things that are going to move immediately, but those are things that they want to have for their long-term positions reestablished. You know, and then the other thing is, you had some people who were waiting. They had some big positions that they maybe had gains on, and they were waiting until after the first of the year to sell so that those gains would be taxed in the new year. And so you're seeing some great companies that were holding up really nice through the end of the year. All of a sudden, they're getting hit, and you're seeing the selling going on. Think about, you know, we talked before about Caterpillar and John Deere and some of those industrials doing so well. Well, recently, they've been subject to profit-taking.
China is reopening. Is that something you're keeping an eye on, watching that at all?
Oh, yeah. China is going to be huge. So China impacts us in so many ways. You know, you saw what happened when we closed down the world, and especially China, which is so intricate or integral to our supply chain. So as they start to come back to life, so first of all, they need things just for their economy. So you're going to see, you know, pork prices and some of those things probably go up as more people are out there shopping in China and buying fresh meat and things like that. But as they restart that industrial machine, think about what drives that. So you're going to see basic materials, steel, copper, all of those things. So all of the metal stocks have actually been doing better, and they've been rising. And then the other thing that you're going to look at, how much oil do they consume? So just think how long it took us here in the U.S. to get our airplanes flying again and to get air traffic back to where it was. In fact, I read a recent headline that in Fargo here, finally now we're starting to see air traffic back to where it was before the pandemic. So it's going to take China a while. They're going to use a lot of oil in that process. So I think we're going to see high oil prices for a while, probably seeing oil in the triple digits again, and maybe we can take advantage of that. I do think the metals and copper are a little bit ahead of themselves, because if you look at what China says they have for supplies right now, they actually have plenty of inventory because they had copper, they had steel going into this pandemic that they haven't been using. So I think some of the strength we've seen in those copper stocks specifically, you know, might be a little ahead of themselves, and maybe those pull back again.
Listener says, you've sold me on becoming a client. How do I start?
That's a great question, and it's one of the things I love. So we take on clients. I don't want to say it's by invitation only, but it's sort of by mutual understanding. So, you know, what we do is we first schedule at what we call a philosophy meeting. And so you can call our office. We're at 235-0119, or our toll-free, it's 844, same number, 235-0119, and say, hey, I'd like to schedule a philosophy meeting, come in and talk to the team, and see if we're a good fit. So what we do that's different than most places, we're not just trying to take on tons and tons of clients. We're very carefully selecting those people who are a good match for us. That means they share our values. That means they understand and like the way we manage money. They agree that we're going to do planning for them on a regular basis. And if that's something you're looking for, yeah, feel free to give us a call. We'll schedule that meeting. We interview you to see if you're a good fit for us, and we're asking that you do the same. You're interviewing us to see if we're a good fit for you. We'd rather find out early that maybe we're not a good fit than to get 2 or 3 years into this and find out there's a conflict of some sort.
What about CDs? You have certificates of deposit accounts in Croc?
Well, interestingly, we do. We don't talk about CDs a lot because they're not as exciting, Scott. So, you know, you don't see that, you know, the CD market laid off a whole bunch of people, or they didn't invent some new product and the CDs are rising fast. But we offer that. So we have a lot of clients who maybe they're not in growth mode. Maybe they started out with us as we were, you know, building up their portfolio, and now they need something that's more stable. And recently CDs have been terrible. And now as we've seen interest rates rise, all of a sudden we're seeing rates in that 4%+ range for various maturities. And so they've become very attractive. But we do CDs a little bit differently than just walking into your local bank. So you walk into the bank and they'll say, hey, here's our CD rates. And they maybe even have a little board up that you can see them. We do it the opposite. So what we do, we've got a team that basically every morning they get up, I should say every Monday morning they get up, they start calling around to all the nation's largest banks. And they say, hey, what are your CD rates? And then we basically buy and segregate those CDs that we find to be the most attractive for our clients. So when people call in, we can tell them what their rates are at several different banks around the country, and then we can offer them literally the best, you know, CD rates in those specific maturities.
That's a great example of the service you provide, because you're shopping for the best rate for them. You're out there doing the legwork, providing that service.
Well, and it saves you from having that problem where you lock in a CD because that's just where you had your former one or something like that, and the next thing you know, you're driving down the street or talking to your neighbor, and they got one that was a better rate than you.
Yeah, exactly right. FDIC improved?
Absolutely. So all of our CDs come from national banks. They're all FDIC insured. And that's one of the other advantages, Scott, for us. You know, at Collins and Cronk, if somebody's coming in and we've got, you know, several hundred thousand dollars that we're putting into CDs, we can just easily spread that over several different banks so that they have FDIC insurance on every one of those certificates.
Brian Cronk is with us from Collins and Cronk today on the program. He's the managing partner there and does the portfolio management, actually managing the money locally, not sending it off as the vast majority of others do as well. So part of that interview process a little bit. We're going to talk about the planning when we come back and talk a little bit about that process and how that works and, you know, getting the goals going. And one question I have for Brian is for all the people that saw their, you know, 401ks and other things drop a little bit this year, how do you handle that going into a planning session? Can it be made up? More after this. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home of business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
It's kind of early, Neil Diamond, isn't it?
Yeah, he wrote it, actually, and then the Monkees recorded it first.
Is that right?
Yeah, he came back and said, that way I can do it.
I think I'll do it.
Yeah. And I'm sure in starving artist days, you sell it to whoever will make you money. You know?
Right, exactly right.
Yeah, that's his song.
Hey, if you go to am1100theflag.com, you're going to find big deals, and there is some big deals
coming up this week. So great way to go. If you're looking to really take care of your vehicle, check it out, am1100theflag.com. Brian Kroc is here.
Auction going on there now.
Auction time, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Sir.
Brian Kroc, managing partner of Collins & Kroc, senior portfolio manager with us today, also a certified financial planner. Question, and I'm going to boil this down, how do you make it up? I mean, obviously it was a tough year for a lot of people in their 401ks. Thank you, Joe Biden, but that's a whole other story. How do you make it up?
How do you make it up? In other words, we were at this level, now we're down. How do we get back to where we were?
Yeah, how do we just push the reset button maybe and do something different that might help us make up some of them?
So that is, there's so much into that, so I'll unpack a couple of pieces of that. So first of all, it's sticking to the plan. You hear me say that all the time, but that's because it is so true. You can't just quit the game right in the middle of it, and you certainly don't want to do it while you're down. So typically when you see a market environment like this, once we hit the bottom of a bear market, and no matter how drastic it is, the average time to get back to the old highs where we were is 2 years. So sometimes it's happening quicker than that. Sometimes it takes longer than that. But if you think about it, you know, we're down, you know, depending upon where you look on the market indexes, 20 to 30%. Let's just call it 25%. And so you say, well, what's it going to take to get back to those old highs? That's about a 50% increase. And if the average is 2 years, you're talking about the next 2 years, or even if it takes three, going up 50%. There's some incredible returns that are going to happen in a very short amount of time as we get back to those old highs. So yeah, sticking to the plan and staying invested. Oftentimes we'll say time in the market is more important than timing the market. And this is one of those times where you don't want to be shaken out. That's huge.
But you're basically saying as part of that planning process, we expected this. So this is, this is part of the, yeah, it's happening on plan and on cue, and here's our plan to get it back.
Well, you're right about that, Scott. So if you'll remember, as we go through our planning, one of the things that we do is we sort of give you some highs and some lows. So we say, this is sort of the baseline plan. What happens if we have some really good years? Here's what that would look like. What happens if we have some bad years or we're down in a bear market? So we map all of that out ahead of time, giving you those scenarios so you can see what that looks like. And then we do what we call a lifeboat drill. We'll say, hey, if we're at a bear market and we, you know, it's right before you retire, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to feel? Are you going to, you know, overreact and sell at the bottom? We have those conversations before we ever get here. It's just like, you know, a fireman training for their job. We want to know how you're going to act under pressure, because if you're going to make the wrong decisions, we want to make those adjustments well before we ever get into this kind of a market environment. And so we map some of those out for you so you can get an idea of what the impact will be for you.
This process is so fun. It really is.
It is.
It's fun. You know, it's not work. It's not like stressful. It's not, and it's why I wholeheartedly endorse Brian and Collins and Kroc and his partner Jeff Collins and the work they do. They're just absolutely incredible. Really encourage you to think about having a conversation with them to find out if each of you are a right fit for the other, because it's great. We talked about the risk level in the planning, right?
Well, and that's so important. So we can show you, hey, here's what we think is going to happen with this current scenario. And if we see a bear market, here's where you're going to end up. And people will say, well, what does that mean? What does that look like? So we'll talk through that. But as you know, every single time that we sit down with our clients, we say, hey, where are you feeling right now? How, if you had to rate your risk on a scale of 1 to whatever, we make up different scales so we can see if you change your mind. It's amazing when you tell people, you know, what's your risk level on a scale of 1 to 10 versus 1 to 5? They sometimes give you a different answer, right? But we'll do that because we always want to know where you're at so that we can, again, make those adjustments ahead of time if necessary. So, yeah, we'll talk to you about, hey, how aggressive, how growth-oriented do you want to be? And then we'll also reverse that and say, okay, you know, how risk-averse do you feel like you need to be? And that way we can kind of see if that's getting, you know, higher or lower over the course of time. And then the other thing is it goes to where are you at in the investment process? You know, if you're 2 or 3 years out from retirement, even if you think you have a higher risk score and you want to be very growth oriented, we're going to start having you back off a little bit. The last thing that we want to do is have you, you know, a month or even a year before retirement, and now we're in the middle of a bear market, and we didn't get you into a more conservative stance. So we're going to slowly, as you get to those, you know, sort of the end of when your goals are going to be used, we're going to slowly help you back down that risk score so you don't suffer in an environment like this.
So going back to the question on making it up, really, it doesn't belong in this conversation because the plan works. You just let the plan work rather than make it up.
Exactly. So if you're just around the corner from retirement, we've already adjusted your plan, so you're not down a whole lot right now. And if you're in a growth mode, guess what? We're going to let the market make that up for us, and then what we're going to be advising you to do is to be adding money in those key areas of strength that we talked about so that you can make it up that much faster. We don't necessarily have to make it up exactly where we lost it, so we're going to help you move to those areas that are strong and stay away from the weakest areas.
Call them at 235-0119, 235-0119, toll-free at 844-235-0119, or online at collinsandkronk.com, Collins with a C. Kronk with a K. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
See you tomorrow, folks.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.